This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Dr. Carl Moeller, president of Open Doors USA, one of the leading organizations in the world providing assistance to the persecuted Christian church. We've brought on Dr. Moeller many times to look at the organization's annual World Watch List, the countries that are the worst persecutors of Christians, and of course in response to specific instances of persecution around the world. And that's the situation we have on our plate today as we look at violence in Nigeria that has claimed hundreds of lives, many of them Christians. And Dr. Moeller, thanks so much for being with us.
It's great to be back with you, Greg.
Well, given the many different stories everyone's focused on right here in the States, this is a story that may well have flown beneath the radar. Set the stage for our listeners here. What's behind this violence?
You know, the reality is Nigeria is a hotbed of Muslim on Christian violence, and it has been for years as its expansionist Islam has pushed into the southern part of predominantly southern Christian southern part of Nigeria. This recent flare up of violence has been particularly difficult to report on because it's large numbers of the Fulani tribe have literally wiped out some Christian villages in the northern plateau state of Nigeria, and this has brought about the deaths of about 500 Christians and about 75 homes and dozens of churches burned as well in these attacks.
And from what we're reading here, it looks as though small children are involved, and this isn't necessarily with machine gun fires, if that would be any better, but this is the most brutal type of attacks we're talking about here.
Yeah, these Christians, mostly ethnic Barom people, were killed largely with machetes and being burned to death. There were, of course, some gunshots and guns fired, but the majority of this was done in a way that's just horribly reminiscent of the atrocities and the genocides in Rwanda a decade and a half ago. The reality is, the government of Nigeria is hard-pressed to deal with this repeated religious violence, and we're looking to find ways to stand with the Christians there and to encourage them and to prevent any more of this this horrible bloodshed.
Where is the government on this? Are they condoning it, powerless to stop it, working hard to stop it? Where do they fit in?
Well, the government, of course, is officially opposed to this. The unfortunate reality is there's a wide variety of implementation of the laws of Nigeria in different parts of the country. In the northern part of the country, it's predominantly ruled by states that are under Sharia law, Muslim law. And in the south, of course, is a very energetic and vibrant Pentecostal church movement. Along the border of these areas in Nigeria, Christians and Muslims come into conflict on a regular basis. The local government is pretty much unable to prevent this type of mob violence. They don't have the resources and they don't have the will, in many cases, to stand up against a mob that is intent on destroying and rooting out the Christian population.
We talked a little bit about the numbers and the barbaric methods by which this violence is being perpetrated, Dr. Moeller, and I know you have contact with folks in many of these different countries suffering from persecution. Any particular story or account from this recent wave of violence that makes it a very vivid picture for you?
Well, I mean, of course, there are vivid pictures of mothers being killed with their children. I think it's important to remember that it's really a horrific genocide. Our coordinator there told us, he said, quote, one group of 65 bodies they found included only 9 men. The rest were all women and children. This is not a battle against flesh and blood per se, but this is a spiritual battle, one that is costing physical lives. And these children and these women that have been killed are simply the most vulnerable victims of this type of violence.
How are they holding up spiritually?
I can tell you that there's a lot of fear right now. This is a devastation, and I think in the midst of that, it's hard to really put a word to the feelings and the emotions that people are feeling. We're praying right now that the Christians in these places will not be filled with a spirit of vengeance and retaliation, but will be instead directed by the Holy Spirit to be a witness for love and forgiveness. I know that's a huge request on behalf of people to pray for, but we do ask that the Christians there would be prayed for, that they would be able to forgive and break this cycle of violence. It is, though, not inconceivable that there will be another echo of violence from those that have been killed. Just 2 months ago, a similar incident left more than 300 Christians dead. So this is an ongoing saga of desperate and despicable persecution.
And Dr. Moeller, you mentioned this has been going on for some time. How significant of an escalation is this?
Well, it seems to be a dramatic escalation in that the numbers are growing every time these are reported. I don't know when it will rise to the level that people around the world will recognize it for what it is. I'm using the word religicide in this area because the Islamic extremists are attempting to literally root out Christian witness in the city of Jos and other parts of the Plateau State. And it's truly a desire to kill off a religion. The other elements of this that are political or economic or, you know, in some ways tribal, aren't nearly as prominent as the fact that this is these are Muslim on Christians, and it's truly a religicide event that's taking place.
You've mentioned that this, of course, is nothing new in Nigeria. Unfortunately, I don't know if you have the list right in front of you, but where does Nigeria rank on your annual World Watch list?
Well, I don't have that list in front of me, but it's always been an area that we've paid close attention to. It is a place that for the last few years we've noticed this grass fire, this repeated violence that's taken place there, and that always figures prominently into our World Watch list. I call it a grass fire because, you know, we think we've quelled the violence in one part of the area and introduced forgiveness and healing between Muslims and Christians, and then another flare-up will take place, and largely it's because of these Muslim extremists that have inflamed the mobs.
Well, certainly makes us extremely grateful for the religious liberty that we do have. Dr. Moeller, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you very much, Greg, and appreciate you getting the word out. People need to pray for our brothers and sisters who are being persecuted in Nigeria.
Indeed. Again, that's Carl Moeller, president of Open Doors USA, one of the leading organizations in the world assisting the persecuted Christian church. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.